Exodus chapter number 6 this morning, if you've got a copy of the Word of God. Exodus chapter number 6. The Bible says in verse number 1, "And then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses, said unto him, I am the Lord." Ain't that good? Praise God. "And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I've also established my covenant with them, and will give them the land of Canaan, and the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel from the Egyptians kept in, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt, of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a heritage. I am the Lord." I want to preach on this thought this morning for just a few minutes, if God be my help, on what God says here, "I will" of God's covenant of grace. The "I will" of God's covenant of grace. I like it when God says, "I will." Amen. That takes it out of anybody's hands, praise God. It puts it solely in His. I want to say everything that we know about Him today, praise God, is in His power and His authority. He's the one that's able to do that for us. And God's covenant, when God makes a covenant, He makes a covenant with Himself. Amen. Because there's no higher that He can make a covenant with. And when God makes a covenant with Himself, praise God, God will minister heart. But we see this in Exodus chapter 6. In order to get fully what God wants us to see, you have to look back at Exodus chapter 5, the last two verses. See, Moses is dealing with some situations. God's put him in a place and he's in a predicament. God said, "I want you to go down to Egypt. I want you to bring my people out. And I want you to go before Pharaoh." And I want you to say, "Hey, Pharaoh, let my people go." Say, "Thus says the Lord, let my people go." So Moses does that. And what does Pharaoh do? He says, "No." Amen. A lot of times we look for guidance and leadership from the Lord. It seems like everything around us is just saying no. And Moses says this in verse number 22. He asked this question. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, "Lord, wherefore hast thou so evilly entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me?" So Moses begins to question God. He said, "Lord, now you said, you told me to go down here and say, let your people go." He said, "I've done what you told me to do." He said, "But it ain't working. So why did you send me?" Amen. Sometimes we get to trying to do something for the Lord and don't seem like it's working right away. So we begin to wonder why we're at it at all. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, if we'll just trust the Lord and wait on Him. Amen. Amen. He will do what He promised to do. That's why the Bible says patience is a virtue. We got to have patience. We got to wait upon the Lord. Amen. We got to trust Him that He knows what's needed and He can supply that need for you and I. He can do whatever, praise God, to bring glory and honor to His name. See, it's not about you and me today. Amen. It's about Him and His glory, the honor that He gets. But what is about me and you, praise God, is serving Him and just trusting in the Lord. Trusting Him to make a difference in our life that we can't make in ourselves. So Moses asked this question in verse 23. He said, "For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all." So Moses said, "I don't understand what's going on, Lord. So I'm right in the center of your will, doing exactly what you told me to do, and it don't seem like it's working." Have you ever been there? You're just right there, and you're in the center of your will. You're trying to do right. You're trying to talk right, act right, walk right. It just seems like that nothing's happening. Amen. But let me say this. It may not seem like nothing's happening to you, but I want to say on a promise, the authority of God's Word, that these things are happening around you. You say, "What are you talking about, Pastor Jeff?" I'm talking about God and people seeing your faithfulness to the Lord. That's what matters. That's what makes a difference. Amen. What God was showing him, he was showing Moses his faithfulness to the Lord. Even though the Pharaoh said, no, no, no. Praise God. God said, yes, yes, yes. And he kept sending him back. And Moses kept just proclaiming. That's what we got to do. We just got to keep proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ everywhere we go. Asking God to help. So we see Moses in his persistence. He said, I don't understand what's going on, Lord. And the Lord says, hey, praise God. Just go ahead and do what you do. Praise the Lord. Let me work it out on the other end. So I want to say God's working things out on the other end. And so in verse chapter 6, verse 1, God begins to speak to Moses. What he begins to do, he begins to answer Moses' questions. I don't, today we have a lot of questions, don't we? Seems like we've got more questions than we've got answers. Amen? Seems like every time you turn around, somebody's question, trying to wonder and figure out what's going on. I'm telling you what's going on. Things is waxing worse and worse, like he said it would, praise God, and in it. But I'm going to say it's worse and worse for those that's not saved, born again, praise God. But for those that's born again, love the Lord Jesus Christ, free pardon of sin, things is going to get better farther on. That's a promise that we have, amen. That's why we need to stay with Him. Because God said, I will of God's covenant for us, praise God, is a covenant that He's made for Himself. He promised that He would be there for us. That He'll take care of us, praise God, all the way to the end of the way. That means the end of the journey that we're on. See, we're all on a journey. Praise the Lord. But the Bible said, the Lord said unto Moses, so the Lord is fixing to answer Moses. Moses said, Lord, what's going on? It don't seem to be working. And the Lord speaks to Moses. He said, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. Now notice the I wills in this text. I wills, not you will, amen, that you have the ability, but God says, I will do to Pharaoh. And God said, I'm going to take care of this, Moses. He said, you just put your trust in me. A lot of times we don't understand, but praise God, what we have to do is through faith, believe. Amen. I got sight unseen. We can't see what's going to happen, praise God, but we know that it is because we know that it's the will of God. You know, it's the will of God today that every child, praise God, a man, woman, boy, and girl should be born again, should be saved by the marvelous grace of God, should accept what Jesus done for us on Calvary, amen, and be born again, born from heaven. But he said, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. He said, not only is he going to let them go, praise God, he's going to drive them out. He's going to want to be shed of them. Think about the world that we live in today. There's a whole lot of this world, according to statistics, over half of this country, about almost half of this country, would like to be shed of me and you. They'd like for us to be gone. Hello? Statistics say that in 1990, I was telling in Sunday school that 92% of Americans profess Christianity. And now the statistics in this day and hour we live said 52% profess Christianity. That's just almost half. And of those that profess, I wonder how many possess Christianity. I wonder how many of them have truly been born again, born from heaven. And what did you say, Pastor? I'm saying we're in a mess. Amen. The world needs you and me, praise God, to be constant, persistent in our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking for the glorious appearing of the Lord. And God gives us, praise God, the hope and the help that we need. So we see here the Bible begins to speak to us, and God says, and God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. He said, so I will, of the I wills of God, comes down to where he said, I am the Lord. Amen. He said, I am the Lord. Now, listen to what he says in verse 3. He said, I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and to Jacob. He said, I'm not just some God that they don't know. He said, I'm the same God that appeared to Abraham. I'm the same God that appeared to Isaac. I'm the same God that appeared to Jacob, praise God. He said, through the centuries, through the space and time, praise God, he said, I've appeared to the people, to my people, and they should know me. How many times has God appeared to us? We ought to know him today. Amen. Things get tough, things get hard, and if we ain't careful, we forget for today what God did for us yesterday. Amen. If we ain't careful, we forget tomorrow what He's done for us this week. Amen. How He's blessed us, He's helped us, how He's been there, praise God, how He's worked things out for us to our betterment. Amen. And we ought to just stop sometimes, just praise the Lord. Just give Him praise and honor for what He's done. He said, by the name of God Almighty, He said, that's how they knew me. Not name of God Elohim. But he said, by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. Amen. He said, they knew me as Elohim, but they didn't, a God, but said they didn't know me, praise God, as the eternal self-existent God. He said, I am the first and the last. He said, I'm the beginning and the end. He said, I am God. Amen. A lot of people today believe in a God. But we ought to believe in the God. Amen. The God of glory, the God of heaven, God of this universe, praise God. And now what? Notice what God says. He said, I have also established my covenant with them. So notice God's covenant that He made. He said, the I wills of God's covenant, praise God, that He makes with Himself for His glory and for our help. God makes a covenant. He said, I will establish my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan and the land of their pilgrimage wherein they were transgressors. I have also heard the groaning of children of Israel whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered, now watch this, my covenant. Amen. Hey, listen, you say, preacher, how does that affect us? God doesn't forget what He's promised you. Amen. God constantly remembers what He's made promises to you. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? God's covenant is a covenant that's continuous. It's a covenant that never quits. It's a covenant that never expires and never wears out. Amen. Why? Because He's God. We expire and wear out. Amen. Hey, listen. There's an expiration date on you. Amen. You say, where's that? Right on the bottom of your right foot. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. People be going kicking over their shoes. But the Bible says it's appointed man wants to die and after this judgment. So every one of us have an expiration date. I hate to brush your bubble, but that's just the way it is. But God in His I will say to you, praise God, He said, I'm going to preserve you. I'm going to be a God to you. I'm going to be the God that you deserve. So we see God's I wills here in the Word of God. Now notice this verse number 6. He says this. He said, wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. Ain't you glad He is? I'm glad He is and I'm not. If I was your God, you'd have a sorry God. Amen. I'd mess it up. Hey, listen, I'm all time complaining about the weather. I'd get the fooling with it and I'd have it all out of whack. Amen. It'd be raining where it's supposed to be snowing and be hailing where it's supposed to be sleeting and it'd be a mess. But I'm glad God Almighty's in control and He knows just exactly what we need. And it seems like every time we think, well, you know what, the Lord's late. We sure need this. But next thing you know, He gives you just exactly what you need. And things begin to happen all around you. And you begin to see the marvelous hand of God. Amen. About time we get tired of this old winter stuff and all the leaves and all the trees being barren, you'll look out one day and all of a sudden leaves start popping up. Amen. If I was in charge of that, I'd have them coming in just no telling when. It'd be an awful mess you ever did. So there'd be some barren and some producing. There'd be a mess, praise the Lord, we never would figure out. But I'm glad God's in control of that, praise God. Now he goes on, he said, I'm the Lord. He said, I will bring you out of from under the burdens. Now notice what God's offers here. The I wills of God. He said, I will, the I will of deliverance that God offers us. He said, I will bring you out. Amen. Let me tell you what, if there's something that's hindering you, something holding you back, something keeping you from getting close to God, something can keep you from having a relationship with Him, loving Him because He first loved you, praise God. He said, I'll bring you out of that. That's why He said we need to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher for faith. We need to trust the Lord. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. Praise God, we need that drawing power of God on our lives like we've never had it before. We need a power of God that we've never even realized to be realized in our heart. Realize that God Almighty has offered the I wills of deliverance. He said, I will deliver you. Let me ask you a question this morning. What's holding you back? What's hindering you? What's keeping you from having a right relationship with God? And I told you before, you can't have a right relationship with man, humanity, till you get a right relationship with God. When we learn to love the Lord Jesus Christ and to love Him supremely, praise God, we can then begin to love each other. Amen. Amen. What's missing in the world, that's why so much violence and wickedness is because of the lack of love and compassion for others. Amen. Lack of love and compassion for others. That's why Pharaoh was so mean to the people of Egypt, praise God, because they didn't have no love, no compassion for them. They were just objects that he used to serve him. Amen. I wonder how many times we get caught up in that and people just become objects that we use to serve him. So that you can get what you want. Never considering what they might need or what they might want. Never considering their feelings. Amen. Praise the Lord. Help us, Lord. But when we begin to realize the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, promised, the Lord God of heaven promised that He would bring us out. He'd bring you out from under that bondage. He'd bring you out from under that's hindering you and holding you back. Amen. You say, preach, how? Because you just ask Him. The reason that the reason the Lord was offering to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt, because he heard the cries, believers of her taskmaster. They got tired, praise God, of all the bondage that was on them, and they began to cry out to God. Now listen, don't be like the children of Israel. It took them 430 years to get deliverance. Amen. Let me just give you a piece. Enlightenment. You don't have that long. Amen. You don't have that long, praise God. We need to ask God to help us today. We need to begin to let God move in our hearts today. We need to trust the Lord today. We need to believe the I will covenant God's made with us today. Amen. You say, preacher, how do I know it's today? Because he said he made it with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Not only them, but he makes it with us. That covenant, I've already told you, it continues forever. And God says, I'll bring you out from under bondage. So I'll bring you out from under. He said, I will offer you deliverance. Amen. He said, where does that deliverance come from? He said, I will give you liberty. Notice in verse number 6, he said, I will rid you out of their bondage. That's liberty in Lord Jesus Christ. He gives you, he said, I will rid you out of their bondage. There's a whole lot of these things, a lot of things in this world is trying to hold you back. There's a lot of things this world is trying to press you down. But God says, if you'll let me, if you'll turn to me, if you'll trust in me, he said, I'll deliver you out from under that burden, praise God, that they're trying to push on you. You said, who's the there? Amen. It's this world system that we live in. Amen. It's these drugs that's coming in from China that's affecting our people, our youngins, our families. It's oppressing us. It's holding us down. It's keeping us from thinking clear. Can't make an informed decision if you ain't got a good mind. Amen. It's those burdens. He said, I'll deliver you. He said, I'll deliver you out. He said, I'll deliver you out of their bondage. Amen. So what's he going to deliver us out of? Praise God. He's going to liberate us from the bondage, their bondage that they have on us. When we get into the marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ and we get liberty in the Lord. The Bible says there's liberty in Christ Jesus. Amen. He takes the bindings from us. He takes the burdens from us. He takes the bondage from us and gives us liberty and freedom, praise God, to serve God in spirit and truth. To lift up the name of Jesus, praise God. You want true liberty today, just start praising the Lord. Amen. Just start lifting up Lord Jesus. Just pray, praising Jesus. Thanking him for his glory and his mercy and his love. Amen. Praise God. God move on your heart. Boy, what a blessing it is. But he said, I'll bring you out. He said, I'll deliver you out from their bondage. The bondage that so easily besets us, those things that gets a hold of us. It seems like we can never get away from it. But we can with the help of the Lord when we trust in and believe in that he's there to help us. Amen. You say, but preacher, I just don't have the strength to do it. He said, not only will I rid you out of their bondage, he said, I will redeem you. Amen. That redemption offers us power. Amen. That power that comes from the Lord. He said, I will of power that God gives us here in redemption. He said, I'll redeem. He said, in other words, to buy you back. He said, to purchase you out of that. Amen. Why does he buy us out? He buys us out for himself. So that through him, praise God, we can have liberty in Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, this don't really affect me. I'm not under. Praise God, we all are. If you're not, praise God, we have family members that are. We have people that's afflicted. We're having people that's burdened down and held back. And God says, I'll bring them out, praise God. I'll deliver them. I'll give them liberty, praise God. He said, I'll empower them to come out of that mess and be a child of the King. There's power in Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I had all power in heaven and earth. Amen. That power is where we get our word dynamite. Dynamos, it's explosive power. You say, preacher, what will that do for you? Praise God, you trust the Lord, start loving on him, and he'll blow the devil out of you. Amen. Praise God, those things that you used to like to love, praise God, that you knew wasn't healthy for you, the Lord of God, the Lord of heaven will blow it out of you. Amen. Those things I used to like to do, I don't care about no more. Amen. God give me different want to's. Amen. A lot of those things I used to do, I don't want to do no more. And a lot of things I didn't want to do, praise God, I like to do. This old flesh used to not like to go to church. Amen. Say amen. Praise God, your flesh don't like to go to church either. Hello? Amen. Somebody told me this morning, didn't want to come. Got up, didn't want to come. Amen. Your flesh don't want to come. Your flesh don't want to do anything, praise God, to give God glory. Our flesh is rebellious. But let me tell you something, your flesh ain't saved. But there's one inside us, praise God, empowered us. God says, I will of power, praise God, comes through us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, I will give you the power to overcome your flesh. I'll give you power, praise God, to choose the good things of God. You say, preacher, how's that important? Because it gives us a relationship. The I wills of relationships. I will take you to me for a people. Amen. God says, I will give you a relationship. He said, I'll begin to coordinate a relationship with you. Amen. You know how you get changed? You know how you get help, praise God, when you begin to have a relationship. Now, you just see some stranger on the street, and you don't know nothing about them. I started to say a stranger on the ship, but not many of us going to get on the ship. But a stranger on the street, you don't have no relationship to them. They're just a stranger on the street. But if you begin to have a relationship with them, you begin to realize, it won't take you but a few minutes to realize what kind of a person they are. Amen? And we got to be real careful, praise God, the people that we hang out with, because some of them sometimes it ain't a good relationship. We need to find somebody, praise God, that we got. The Bible says not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Amen. We got to find, praise God, people that are believers, people that's going to help us, praise the Lord. Amen. You can't get help, you can't get correction, you can't get instruction from somebody that's lost without God. But when we begin to fall in line, we begin to get correction, we begin to get a fellowship and a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we begin to have a relationship with each other. We begin to see Christ as He is, and we begin to share that with others. That's the way God meant for it to be. To have the I wills of relationship, praise God. He said, I will take you to me for a people. Because I'm going to have a relationship with you. Amen. Do you have a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ? Or is He just somebody you know about? See, a lot of times we got a head knowledge, we don't have heart knowledge. But if Jesus is the Lord of our life, if Jesus is in our heart, praise God, it changes us from the inside out. We have a relationship to Him, and He becomes someone that we can trust in and rely on and adhere to. That's believing, by the way. It's trusting Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, for what we need. So He offers us a friendship, praise God. Not only redeem us to rid us out of from bondage, but He offers us a friendship in Christ Jesus our Savior. A relationship, amen, and a friendship. He said, I will be to you a God. Amen. Praise God. He said, He's going to be a God to us. Now this ain't a little G God. In the day and hour we live, praise God, we can say, boy, my bass boat's a God. You know how you know? Because every Sunday morning you worship it. A lot of people got gods that they worship, little gods. But God said, our God, Jehovah God, He said, I'll be a God to you. He said, I'll be a supreme God. He said, I'll be the God of glory to you if you'll let me. Amen. The I wills of God's covenant, praise God, that He makes with you, and He won't recant if we'll just trust Him. He said, I'll be a God to you. You say, well, preacher, I know He's this, that brother such and such loves the Lord, and so, you know, sister so and so loves the Lord, but I'm going to say, praise God, if you love the Lord, praise God, He'll be a God to you. Amen. He's promised that He would. He's made a covenant, praise God, with Himself to be a God to you. I'm talking about a relationship. Something that's not only a relationship, but a friendship in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Something that you can, someone that you can count on all the time. There's a lot of times, praise God, in the middle of the night, you can't get a hold of nobody. You wouldn't want to because you know they're in the bed. But I want to say, I serve a God that never slumbers or sleeps. Amen. Praise God. He don't need to because He's God. And He's there to listen to us. He's there to hear from us. He's there to love on us 24/7. Amen. What a blessed hope and assurance we have. What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. We ought to sing that song to the top of our lungs. Praise God. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. When you're struggling, having a hard time, when nobody else is around to help, the Lord Jesus Christ is there. And you can call upon Him, praise God, and He's promised to help you, to give you help. He said, because I will be a God to you. Amen. The God of glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. You say, well, what does that bring us? See, it brings us the I wills of blessings that God has. The blessings that He has to bestow upon us. Praise God. He said, I will bring you into the land. Amen. God says, I'm going to bring you to a place. He says, I'm going to bring you to a purpose. I'm going to bring you to the fulfillment of where I've designed for you to be in the end. Glory, hallelujah. So you can appreciate what I've done for you. Amen. God says, if I bring you out, He said, I bring you out so I can bring you in. Amen. He don't take you out of the world and things of the world and leave you dangling over it. God takes you out and He gives you a better place and a better walk and a better talk and a better life, praise God, to take you somewhere else in a different direction. He takes you out of your sin and your sinfulness, praise God, and puts you on the path of righteousness for His name's sake, that leads into the portals of glory. And one day in a little while, praise God, we're going to enter in shouting and praising God and giving Him glory for all that He's done for us, for the love that He's showed us and the help that He's given us and the confidence and assurance that we have in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll get so excited one day we get to can't help it and we won't care. We'll get under the spout where the glory comes out and we'll just shout her out. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to go ahead and just get started realizing how good God's been to us. How God is good to us. Amen. We get to thinking about the bends, praise God, instead of thinking about the present nows. Amen. God's been good to us, but God is good to us all the time. He helps us. He said, I'll be a Lord to you. He said, I'll bring you out. Bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt. He said, I'll bring you in to the land of promise. Amen. To the promised land. One day we're going to make it. Praise God. Amen. I'm looking for the promised land. Ain't you? Amen. Praise God. Just a passing through. Looking for God's glory. But you notice what God says. God gives Moses assurance. He gives him assurance. Praise God. You know what he tells Moses here? Moses says, Lord. He's kind of like Isaiah. Isaiah said, Lord, how long, he said, till the world was out of habitation. Amen. He said, Isaiah, just keep preaching. There ain't nobody else to preach to. Keep loving the Lord as I'll keep helping you. Amen. Moses says, Lord, how long today? Listen, it seems like nothing's a happening. I'm doing what you told me. Nothing's happening. He said, hey, praise God. What God tells Moses here, he said, just return to your job, buddy. Amen. Just go ahead and stay with the task. Don't give up and don't give in, praise God, because I got this. Amen. Hey, so many today that's wanting to give up. They're wanting to give in to, praise God, give up the task. But praise God, God says, just go ahead and stay on the job. Just stay, praise God, where you're at. Just stay, work. Just keep a working, keep pressing on. Glory be God. He said, it won't be, like the song, it won't be very long. Just a little while, praise God. Amen. Just get continued. Hey, praise God. Hey, listen. God doesn't always do things immediately. Amen. Matter of fact, God doesn't hardly ever do anything immediately. Amen. His grace and mercy, praise God, is there every day. He hardly ever does anything right away, immediately. Sometimes He does. Sometimes we pray and ask Him according to His will. Praise God, He does it right then. But sometimes we just have to wait. See, what it is, that He doesn't follow our schedule. God's got His own schedule, praise God, that He keeps. And we just come along and we begin, well, glory, hallelujah. We begin to trust Him and our faith in Him and we begin to ask Him, believe and praise God that we might receive. Amen. He said, if you ask believing, you shall receive. And we ask Him, we believe that He's able to hear and answer our prayers. And He begins to do for us, praise God. He begins to answer our prayers, even to the point of giving us an inheritance, praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. He said, I swear to give unto a land where I swear to give unto Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and will give it to you for a heritage. I am the Lord. He said, one of these days we're going to receive an inheritance. Amen. An inheritance from the Lord. Amen. You know what? You might get an inheritance there. You might have a rich kinfolk. Amen. That's going to leave you a big old glob of money, a big old piece of land. Hey, when they do that, remember us, okay? Amen. But God says, I'm going to give you an inheritance, a heritage, praise God. That's out of this world. It's better than anything, praise. Hey, listen, I've done a lot of funerals. But I've never had a U-Haul follow that body to the graveside. And if it did, it would stop right there. It wouldn't go no further. Amen. But it's not what we have, praise God, in this world. It's what we have in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And God said, I'll make a covenant with you that I can give you an inheritance, praise God, that's out of this world. Praise God, it's something to look forward to.
Amen.
Amen. God's working. It's not in our time. He don't do it immediate, praise God, but He follows His own schedule. Amen, praise God. And God, and just remember this, God said, God told Moses, He said, I will. Amen. I will. So remember today, church, praise God. God said, I will. The I will of deliverance, I will of God's covenant. He's made a covenant. He made us a promise. And He'll keep His promise to us if we put our faith and trust in Him. That's what He wants us to do. That's what He wants us to believe in. That He can give us an inheritance. Give us a heritage. Something that we can pass on from generation. It's better than riches. It's better than money and gold. What we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Because that all will go away. Amen. That all will be rotten and moth-eaten before long. But what we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior, praise God, it will endure forever.
Amen.
We can pass it on to our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones, our friends, our acquaintances. Praise God, they might have something. The I wills of God's covenant can go with them. The covenant that He made to Himself. God said, I made a covenant with Myself. Praise God. And God ain't gonna forfeit anything to Himself. He's gonna fulfill the promise He's made to Himself. And that promise is being there for me and you, praise God, if we'll just trust in Him. It's the Word of God. It's the gospel in action that God gives us to trust and obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in what Christ has done for us. He said He's made a way to bring us out from under that bondage. He brought us out of that land of Egypt. Egypt, a type of the world and sinfulness. And God said, I'll bring you out of that, praise God. He said, I'll bring you up so I can bring you out. And so I can bring you and call you unto Myself. The Lord's calling us to Him today, youngins. He's calling us, praise God. He's offering Moses that blessed assurance. And Moses said, I'm getting frustrated, aggravated. He said, I'm just wearing out. And God says, listen, said the same promise I gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, I'm giving to you. He said, just hang in there, buddy. Just stay at the work. He said, just trust in the Lord. He said, I'll bring you out too. Amen. What do you got to do? Just stay with the Lord. That means we don't put ourselves out there, praise God, in the world. We put ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ, put them in His hands, and we keep going with Him. Amen. We keep our faith in Him, keep our faith in the Lord, praise God. Keep asking God to help us, to give us the strength, the power, the stamina to stay in the fight, not to give up or give in, praise God, but just keep praying and trusting the Lord. There's so many of our people that's depending on it. They're depending on you and I to make a difference. That's that they can see Christ in us and have hope. We're living in a world that has no hope. We're living in a world that's just, it's in disarray. Amen. But there's a God of heaven. He said, I've got it in my hands. And He said, I can correct every issue. He said, I know what's needed. He said, if my people which called my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. He said, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. God says, I want to help you. Amen. He said, we have to turn from our wicked ways. Have to turn from our wicked ways and turn to His good ways. To trust the Lord and free pardon of sin. Amen. Asking Him to help us. Help us to realize, praise God, that the Lord, listen, and I'm done. It may seem that there's nobody in this world that cares for you. Seems sometimes like there's nobody around. Nobody for you. Nobody you can talk to. Nobody you can relate to. I want to tell you, that's a lie of the devil. There's a Father in heaven, there's a Christ the Savior, and there's God the Holy Spirit, and they're constantly listening to you. The Bible says He inclines to hear. Amen. The Lord is listening to you today, but are we talking to Him? Are we communicating with Him? Are we getting the help from Him that we need, that you need today to overcome this old world? But most of all, to overcome your old self. Self will give you more problems than anybody in this world. Self is your adversary. Amen. Self is what gets you caught up in the snares of the devil. And it's through encouragement of the brothers and sisters in Christ that we encourage and lift up each other. Listen to me this morning.
and I'm done. We have a whole church full of people. Amen? And that love each other and love you. And if the devil's trying to persuade you, the devil's trying to hinder you, the devil's trying to beat you down, you pick up your phone and you call one of these brothers and sisters and you say, "Hey, listen, I need some help. Would you help me pray? I'm just feeling so low. Would you help me?" I mean, this ain't gossip. This ain't something to gossip about, but it's a place to get help. And so that brother, that sister, that other believer can just, on the other night, I said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. I'm going to pray for you. I'll pray for you right now. Let's just pray together. And boy, you know what happens? That old darkness has to flee. There's no place for it no more. Amen. Because the marvelous light of Jesus Christ and His love for you and me, for each other, comes shining through. And where that marvelous light is, praise God, darkness has. The Bible says the darkness. Can God lie?
No.
God don't lie? Well, the Bible says darkness has to flee when the light's turned on. When Jesus is magnified and lifted up, that darkness has to go. I don't know about you, but I don't like living in darkness. I don't like this new time because it's dark too much. Amen? I want all the light I can get. And that light is the Lord Jesus. The I wills of God's covenant. That covenant of grace that He makes with you and with me. Grace works. Grace works. I told them the story last week. We took the cows off to sale. And we started out the driveway. I told my brother, I said, "Stop a minute, let's pray." And we prayed and asked God to watch over us and keep us and keep us safe. Had 5,000 pounds of cows, four cows in a cow trailer with a little 1,500 Dodge to pull it. Amen. He said, do you always pray when you ride people or just me? I said, just when I'm riding with you and we got that much weight. And we got going down the road and before we got over into Greenville, over Tennessee where we was going, that wheel got the walling on the front of that trailer. I won't say a whole lot of times the wheels of our life gets the walling in this world. They get the wobbling in this world, praise God. The bearings feel like they're going to go out. And then a little while later we got down there in that straightaway and he said, "Uh-oh." I said, "What?" He said, now they've gone to smoking. I mean, I won't say sometimes the bearings of our life, praise God, get to smoking. They get under pressure. But they got to smoking. We just slowed down. We put on the four ways. Amen. Praise God. So we can, that's what we do with the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we got to just put on the four ways. Let God know we got a problem. Say, "Lord, you've got a problem." Amen. You say, "Well, pray. It ain't His problem." I won't say if it's a problem. If you have a problem, it's His problem. Because you belong to the Lord. We got on down there and finally got off to the little dirt road that goes up to Jamie's house. And we stopped there and I put a big bottle of water and poured it on that hub, that thing, try to cool it off just a little bit. Amen. But I want to tell you, it didn't do a whole lot. That's what we can do, not a whole lot, but God can do a lot. Got on up there and pulled down into that barn. And we got them cows off that trailer. And then we thought, well, we'll just jack that thing up a little bit, go ahead and take that wheel off. And put it back and let it run on that back wheel till we got back home. Wouldn't have hauling nothing. And when we Jamie unhooked that trailer, the hitch, run that jack down, went touched the ground. That wheel fell off on the ground. Said, "Preacher, why was holding that on?" Grace. The grace of God was holding it on. I want to say, praise God, when you're running, wobbling, and the bearings is gone. I want to say, praise God, the grace of God can hold you together. That's the only thing that has the power to hold you up when everything else is shot. The grace of God can hold you together.